CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We got a new football's football.
Football is football.
If there's one thing that this show has learned over the years,
football's football.
Football is football.
Football's football.
And you have to do football.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
You do.
Colin Cowherd with a football's football today.
Really?
Football's football.
There you go.
God, I love
football's
it.
Football's football. And the only way to get better at it is to play football.
Man. Football's football.
It's universal at this point.
Hey, it's football football.
You can't deny it.
All right. Poll question time.
Ooh, I love a good poll.
Okay, today we're asking a Ducks question.
Okay,
here on the program.
Ooty.
It is on X at 1080 The Fan. Let's first wrap up Fridays, where we were asking you what's the play this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Oregon -14.5, Ohio State -3, Michigan State +14.5, Penn State +3. Right. So which side is the best side?
Yes.
And the people got it right, 39%. Said Oregon.
Yeah, just didn't feel,
-14.5.
Just never felt like Michigan was going to be in this game.
Although,
and they weren't.
They needed a late tutty to cover that number.
Yeah.
Do you think Dan Lanning knew the spread?
He knew it. Remember last year at Texas Tech where they had the scoop and score, and that covered that line against Texas Tech. He knew that.
He did know that.
Because I mentioned him that he kind of wanted the player to go down. You know, because that would have sealed the game. And I was like, well, Dan, there were some of us that didn't want him to go down. And he laughed and was like, yeah, I know. So he's aware.
He knew.
He's aware of lines.
Ohio State -3 got 31%, and that was correct. Michigan +14.5 against Oregon, 20%. And then only 10% said Penn State +3. Poor little Penn State. Just can't get it done.
I have been wrong about a gajillion things on this show. It happens. We're doing it for 20 years.
We're going to toot our own horn already?
I don't want to toot the own horn, but the next time that Drew Aller plays well in a big game will be the first time. Why do we continue in college football? We do this all the time. Because the guy was hyped as a freshman, Drew Aller is not good. He just isn't. He plays well against the Michigan States of the world. Like I don't have the numbers in front of me, but remember last year we went over, it was the three games they lost. Dude, it was atrocious. I mean, it's just, he does not show up. And Penn State's played a bunch of nobodies this year. And by the way, they're lucky to be undefeated, or were, going into that game with Ohio State. And they finally show up and play a real defense. And I'm not going to say it's like the greatest defense in the world. Oregon didn't have a lot of problems with it, but it's a solid defense. And what happens? Yeah, Drew Aller absolutely no-shows again, just like he does every big game, which is why Penn State never shows up in any of these games.
Doesn't he have the measurables,
yes,
the tools? Like,
yes.
He looked like he could sling it a little bit.
I would like to point out in that the only game that's going to matter for them this year up until this date, he was 12 of 20. For 146 yards and a pick. Like, this is what he does in every...
He's like Christian Hackenberg.
He is. He is the same thing as Christian Hackenberg. I don't know what it is about Penn State quarterbacks. We're like, oh, it's this guy. He's going to be the dude. No. No, he's not. And so it was one of those... I have a dog in the fight because I'm not a Penn State guy after everything that happened. But, I mean, just from a... just kind of my feeling as someone that enjoys college football and the analysis of it, I just don't know why we keep trying to make it happen. Last year against Michigan, so this is these are their losses last year. Against Michigan, he went 10 of 22. Against Ohio State, he was 18 of 42. My God. Like, that's, and those were their two losses last year. I thought they lost three times, but they lost twice. And now throw in, oh, and they lost in the bowl game to Ole Miss, where he was 19 of 39.
You're making me uncomfortable.
He just...
You know, it's weird.
You cannot count on him in big games.
Penn State, you know, I'm a Kansas fan.
Yeah.
Did you know that about me?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
I went to KU.
By the way?
Rock chalk. The season opens tonight.
Number one.
Which, by the way, you know what the number one sports sign that it's almost Thanksgiving is, at least in my world?
What?
When college basketball starts.
Yeah.
Like, for a lot of people, it's just Halloween ends, and then you move into Thanksgiving. For me, I don't think Thanksgiving until I start seeing college basketball games.
Yeah.
And today, there were college women's games on. Yeah. And then the men, like Gonzaga, we have Gonzaga Baylor tonight.
Yeah.
That's like a top 10 matchup.
Last week, I don't know if you remembered this because I did not. I was flipping through and Doug Gottlieb was filling, I think he was filling in for Colin.
Colin.
Or for whatever reason, his show was on. And I was like, oh, it's Doug Gottlieb. And Doug Gottlieb is a head college basketball coach.
He is, but he's still doing his show.
Yeah, it completely threw me for a loop. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember
Where
that.
Where is he the coach?
I think like Wisconsin Whitewater or something.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my, yeah.
Where does he live? He doesn't live up there, does he? Where does he? Is he a part-time coach?
I just couldn't believe. I was like, oh, yeah, because I remember when he announced it. I'm like, that is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard, is that a guy doing a national radio show is going to attempt.
He's at Green Bay.
Green Bay, Wisconsin Green Bay.
He doesn't live up there, does he? Maybe he does.
I'm assuming he does now.
Yeah, because he can do a show from anywhere, probably.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
So he just moves up there. And...
yeah. You just think about all the, like Dan Lanning and how annoying it is to do a handful of interviews a week. Meanwhile, Doug Gottlieb's out here doing a 4-hour show.
I'm cooking on your grill.
Gottlieb's a douche.
Way to go, Doug.
Anyway, what I was going to tell you is Penn State. You know, the reason, one of the reasons Kansas is like 2-6 this year is their offense sucks.
Yeah.
Because the offensive coordinator that we had last year got yanked by Penn State.
Yeah.
His name is Andy Kolanicki, and he's really freaking good, which is what really puzzles me about what Penn State has going on, is that guy's offenses are really tough to stop. They're really tough to stop at Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason why they won 9 games last year, he gets yanked. All of a sudden, Kansas sucks. Penn State's undefeated. And yet they look like same old Penn State when it comes to playing Ohio State. It's the weirdest thing.
Because
he's really creative.
6 plays from inside the 5 and you can't get one in.
It's just
unbelievable. And your 2 best rushers never touch the ball. Like, what?
I'm unbelievable. Like, all
right. Seems solid. All right, go
all
Penn
right.
State.
So here is today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Which era of Duck football was or is the most fun? Chip Kelly era, Dan Lanning era, or Brooks Bilotti era? I had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, some people.
Yeah. They
want the.
Got them back to significance, relevance.
Well, and
or look, they just probably liked it better back then.
And they were knocking on the door. You said most exciting. You said insane.
I said most fun.
Most fun. Well, yeah. Most fun, most exciting. It's Chip Kelly. Lanning's has the ability to pay off more. And I think this is more sustainable.
Sure.
But, dude. If you were an Oregon fan, when Chip, dude, that guy was murdering college football. Like, people were doing extra conditioning to try to get ready for Oregon. He took the world by storm. That was the funnest.
It was amazing.
And it was short. It was only, like, I think people think that was way longer. It was
5 years?
I think it was 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't very long, but man, when it was cooking, that was fun.
So vote on our poll question on X. At 1080 The Fan, and vote hard. I put that up there because I had the thought that watching the Oregon-Michigan game this weekend, that being in the Big Ten isn't nearly as fun as I thought it would be, and these games are trash. And I'd like to talk about that with you. We'll do that next. Here's Buck.